Trinity Sunday, and our text is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 through 14. Trinity Sunday, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 through 14. That we're going to be taking a look at. And this is Paul writing to the Corinthian Christians and to Christians everywhere. And it even applies to us today. And it reads with these words here. Paul said, examine who? Yourselves. Whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves, knowing ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, and that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and ye are strong, and this also we wish even your perfection. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord has given me to edification and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you so much. Not just for just this Sunday, but each and every Sunday, each and every day. Father, we pray that you'll speak to our hearts. Our heart will be receptive to the word of God as we ponder over Trinity Sunday. We want you to be glorified in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday is today. You know, a few months ago, we had Easter. Christ rose 40 days after he was resurrected on a Thursday. And then that Sunday following that Thursday is referred to as Ascension Sunday. Then a week later, which was last Sunday, is what's called Pentecost Day. And that's 50 days after the resurrection. And then today is what is referred to as Trinity Sunday. And it's just a day to celebrate the Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And folks, what this really means is the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Now, God is a person. Jesus is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person, not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. And all three are separate, but they are one God, one Godhead. Now, folks, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but it is a mystery. It is very, very hard to understand how you got three different personalities or three different persons, but they're all tied into one. So, Trinity Sunday. The word Trinity is not found in the Bible, the word itself. Also, you won't find the word Bible in the Bible. But now we believe the Bible. Amen? Amen. Christians believe what the Word of God says. Amen. However, the concepts of the Trinity are found in the Bible, and those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. God the Father, God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit. the Trinity is foundation to our Christian belief. If we deny the Trinity, then we are denying Christianity. Amen? Each person of the Trinity, they are co-equal. They love. They're almighty. They're unchangeable. They're wise. They're just. They're holy. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after his likeness. This us and ours is reference to the Trinity. And then also in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There is only one God, only one true and living God. Amen? Amen. The Trinity is really beyond our comprehension. See, we just do the best we can in it explaining it. Now, folks, some of the things that we really have questions about, we'll talk to God when we get to heaven about some of these things. Now, this is what Charles Spurgeon said about the Trinity. He said, we can never understand how Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can be three and yet one. For my part, I have long ago given up any desire to understand this great mystery. For I am perfectly satisfied that if I could understand it, it would not be true, because God, from the very nature of things, must be incomprehensible. Folks, we do not know everything there is to know about God, nor will we ever know everything there is to know about God. Reading your Bible, you're studying, and you learn something about God every day. Every day. So Christians believe in the Trinity. The mystery of the Trinity cannot be understood by the human mind. However, it is biblical and it is a key doctrine of Christianity. And in our text in verse 14, Paul said here, wrapping up with this benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Paul's closing benediction is the declaration of the blessing of God upon the loved ones. And as we know, benedictions are usually cited near or at the end of a service, encouraging believers, stimulating believers to continue to have joy and commitment to Jesus Christ. But we also notice in Paul's closing benediction, three spiritual blessings. We got here about grace, love, and communion, which is fellowship. And all these, or this source, is by the three persons of the Godhead or of the Trinity. The spiritual blessings of grace, to experience all the favors and blessings of God. Paul wanted us to know the saving power of Jesus Christ's death and his daily deliverance, which will be completed in the glorious day of eternal redemption. Grace, grace. God, unmerited favor. Isn't God doing a whole lot for us? Don't you thank God? We just had the song about how great God is, and God sure is good. You see, so his grace, and we ought to be thanking God every day for his grace. God giving us what we don't deserve. God doing things for us that he really don't have to do, and that's why we ought to be thanking God, because he's a good God. Good God. And then see, we're saved by grace. We're forgiven by grace. We're healed by grace. And we're kept saved by grace. Kept safe by grace. And we're transformed by grace. Thank God for his grace, his love, and his mercy. Thank like Paul. Sure ain't what I used to be. And thank the Lord for it. Amen. You ever thought sometime, I don't know about you all now, where would I be if it wasn't for the Lord? Amen. See. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Folks, you know, do you realize what Jesus gave, Christ gave up for you? Rich. Jesus Christ was in heaven. And came here. There was no sin in heaven. Everything perfect in heaven. Everything. And Jesus came here. Amen. And dealt with all this sin and all this filth and all kinds of people and all kinds of problems. And Jesus died on that cross. And you know why Jesus died on that cross? For us. Thank God for it. And Jesus, my Lord, went on back to heaven. And folks, he's coming back again someday. Y'all believe what the Word of God say? He's coming back again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So we looked at the spiritual blessing of grace. We also see where Paul wrote about the love of God. Paul wanted people to experience all the love of God, ranging from the gift of God to say the word to the day-to-day provision of necessity. The gift of God. Salvation is a gift. You cannot earn it. So thank God for Jesus Christ. Everybody can be saved if they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And oh, all the day-to-day provisions of necessity. God is blessing us and just keep on blessing us. And folks, we need to just keep on thanking God and thanking God and thanking God. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Christ died for us. Folks, how much does God love you? God loves us unconditional. God loves us to the point that he sent his son to die in our place and on our behalf. Amen. Now, how much do you love God? How far are you willing to go for God? Love God, love God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love Jesus because he loved you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Folks, when the rest of my sons of God, children of God, Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a blessing to be a child of God? Isn't that a blessing to be spending eternity with Jesus? That is great, a child of God. That is a great title. See, and folks, you know, the world, they hated Jesus. So they're going to give you some problems too. And like Jesus expected. See, stand up for Jesus Christ, but you stand on Jesus Christ. Stand on Christ's promises. Stand on the word of God. So this, next is going to be the spiritual blessing of communion, the spiritual blessing of fellowship. See, folks, this has to do with walking together in fellowship with the Lord, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. We are to be like Jesus. Be holy. Do not walk in darkness. Do not walk in sin. Walk in the light means living openly and righteously before God and before others. Why? Because Christians are children of God. And who do we represent? Jesus Christ. How long, how often do we represent Jesus Christ? 24/7. Amen. There is no such thing as part-time Christians. Amen. Chapter Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. And because ye are sons, the children of God, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Folks, we have the Holy Spirit living within us. Amen. Amen? Amen. You don't own yourself anymore. We are owned by Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are to live as Jesus lived. Let us, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. Now watch it. That being we have seen and heard, that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you that ye also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Now I want us to take a look at 1 John chapter 1. First, just a few verses of 1 John chapter 1. That deals with this pastor, spiritual blessing, fellowship. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. 5 through 10. The little apostle John writing here. Everybody got it? This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is what? No darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, this is what the Bible says. Y'all reading this, right? Amen. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now watch this. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive who? Ourselves, and the truth is not in us. That old familiar verse, verse 9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. For let us live so we can stay in fellowship with Jesus Christ. So important for Christians to have fellowship with the Lord. So we look at Paul, the benediction proclaimed the Trinity of Jesus Christ. Now, also next, Paul referred to the Father and Son and concluded with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you'll find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. This is what Paul said. Now there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. Here again, the Trinity. You see in 4 the Spirit, you see in 5 the Lord, and then you see in 6 God. Different gift given by the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that given the gift, each and every gift. So every gift you got come from God, the Holy Spirit. Different ministry given by the Lord. Whether it's ministry in the church or some of the members here with the Women's and Pregnancy Center, these nursing homes, these are ministries. And see, folks, with our ministries, we are to serve God. Amen. And serve him with a willing heart. See that word willing. It means so much to do things willingly for my Lord who died for you and for me willingly. And then different activities given by the same God that has to do with the effect, the power, the energy to accomplish the work of God. God will give you the energy. God will give you what you need to fulfill ministry. God wouldn't send you out on a job to fail. God just don't do that. See? Now, all Christians have one or more spiritual gifts that will be used for the service to the church. at least one gift. Christians do not earn their gifts. The same Holy Spirit gives gifts to believers as he sees fit. Use your gift to glorify God. Every gift is important. See, sometimes we get caught up into my gifts are better than hers, and hers are better than this one, and I should be doing this, and somebody should be doing that. Every gift is important, people. See? And just like starting at verse 12, where Paul references about the analogy of the body. See? Got in verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. Amen? And then, what if your body was a whole eye? How are you going to walk? And how are you going to hear? Amen? See, if you had no legs, you know, and I do understand people, you know, through other things might lose something. But people, you know, what if you, I'm the important one. Well, I tell you what, I just stopped working. Amen? Your eyes are, if you think about it, your eyes are important. Amen? Your feet are important. Amen? So therefore, one is just as good as the other. See? Now, we don't have all the gifts, but what we do have in common, and that is, whatever gift we have, we are to use it to serve God, sanctify God, not for ourselves. So therefore, work for the Lord. Give God the credit. Amen. This passage is indicative of the fact that there is but one God, and he is the Trinity. The Trinity worked together in unity, but a diversity of unity. Folks, things work so much better when things work together as they should. See? Not fighting and fussing and aggravating each other. Things work so much better in harmony and in unity. Amen. J. Vernon McGee said this, the Holy Spirit gives the gift. Jesus administers the gift. They are under his direction, and the Father supplies the power, and he energizes the gift. Now, other apostles also alluded to the Trinity. Peter spoke of the Trinity in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And this is what Peter said, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So it alluded to the Trinity. Foreknowledge of God, sanctification of the Spirit, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Jude also referred to the Trinity in Jude chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So we got praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, and looking for the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now Jesus also verified the Trinity. And Deuteronomy chapter 4, there is only one God. Chapter 6, verse 4, there is only one God. People do not believe in multiple God or what's called polytheism. There is only one and true living God. As you heard me say before, this God that I'm talking about start out with a big G, as we used to call it, or a capital G. Any of these other little gods, they start out with a lowercase G. But our God is a capital G, and he is the only true and living God. Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, but unto us there is but one God, the Father, whom are all things, and we in him, in one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Then in Galatians chapter 3, verse 20, now a mediator is not a mediator one, but God is one. Then also Jesus said this here, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And these words are usually cited when someone is baptized. Baptizing a person in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, talking about Jesus Christ, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, folks, listen very, very carefully. The Father is God, but he's not the Son, nor is he the Holy Spirit. The Son is God, but he's not the Father, nor is he the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, but he is not the Father, and he's also not the Son. But there are three persons in one. Amen? Amen. Each person of the Trinity does not divide itself or divide God into three equal parts to come up with one. See, you got one Godhead, one God, but you don't have 33 and a third Father, 33 and a third Son, and 33 and a third Holy Ghost to come up with 100%. Each person of the Trinity is 100% God. Amen? I told you it's a mystery, but it's biblical. It is true. So each person of the Trinity is fully God. And folks, as Christian believers, we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen? Which one can you do without? Folks, God has always existed. The Trinity has always existed. Let us make man. In Psalm chapter 90, God is from everlasting to everlasting. And I know people say, where did God come from? From everlasting to everlasting. Amen? There's a hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen? God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Rejoice in the Trinity. It is because of the Trinity that we have salvation. You can't have salvation without the Trinity. When we were lost in sin, God acted in every person of his being to save us. The Father gave the Son. Amen? The Son offered himself on that cross for sinful people like us. And the Holy Spirit brought us to Jesus. We were so lost that it took all three persons of the Trinity to save us. Isn't that wonderful? God sent in the Son dying on the cross, and the Holy Spirit working in our heart to get us to Jesus so that we be saved. Folks, I'm so thankful for Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to spending an eternity with Jesus Christ. Just sitting around Jesus one day, my Lord, and just looking at him. Isn't that wonderful? To be with Jesus Christ. So folks, that old Roman road, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. This is the message you take to the world. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then also for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for this wonderful service. We thank you for saving our souls. Father, help us to fulfill the Great Commission, tell another about you and your wonderful saving grace. And Father, we do indeed look forward to the day of being with you.